2 Chronicles 18, 1 through 34, Devotional Focus Verse. And the king of Israel said unto Jehoshaphat, There is yet one man by whom we may inquire of the Lord, but I hate him, for he never prophesied good unto me, but always evil. The same is Micaiah the son of Imlah. And Jehoshaphat said, Let not the king say so. 2 Chronicles 18:7. My employment is with my county government in the fleet division, where I purchase vehicles, heavy-duty road construction equipment, and also emergency vehicles for the sheriff's department. During my first year in that position, I needed to order a fleet of new patrol cars. I wanted everything to be absolutely right, so I went over and over the paperwork and specifications, triple-checking my work. Finally, I placed the order. Several months later, the patrol cars arrived. Someone called me and said, They're here. The only problem is, they're the wrong color. My heart sank. The vehicles were supposed to be the same color as what we had purchased in the past, but they were different. Digging into my paperwork and following up with research, I learned the automobile manufacturer had changed the color but did not change its code and name. Once that was explained to the sheriff's department, they were happy and didn't seem too concerned about the difference in color. That is, everyone was happy except one sergeant. He did not like that color at all. We explained what had happened, and several of us suggested that he take the new car for a drive. We told him, We think you'll like it. There are upgrades. He refused. He had decided positively that he was not interested. Finally, someone proposed, Why don't you drive one of your deputy's older patrol cars that is the color you like, and have your deputy use the new one? The sergeant thought that was a brilliant idea. Then it was suggested, Before you make a decision, take the keys and just try the car. Reluctantly, he accepted the keys and left to do a test drive. About a half hour later, he called and said, This is a nice car. I really, really like it. We had tried to tell him, but he had been determined to stay with his original opinion until he finally relented and drove the vehicle. A decision about whether to drive a car with an unsatisfactory color is trivial. However, in today's text, Ahab's determination was much more far-reaching. He was resolved to pay attention only to people who said what he wanted to hear. Jehoshaphat asked if there was a prophet of God available who could offer counsel. Ahab knew of Micaiah, but as noted in the focus verse, he did not like Micaiah's messages. As predicted, Micaiah warned Ahab that defeat would be the outcome if he followed his plan to enter into battle. Ahab refused to heed that warning, which ultimately resulted in his death. It can be easy to become determined about a matter. However, we need to be sure that we are determined to follow God's will and not our own inclinations. We want to heed any warnings God gives. These may come through a variety of ways. For example, His Word, the checks of the Spirit, a sermon, or someone's godly counsel. Whatever the method, may God help us to be sensitive to His guidance and not be determined to go on in our own ways. We want our lives to glorify Him, and that will happen when we pay attention and follow Him closely. Background information. Chapter 18 continues the account of the reign of King Jehoshaphat of Judah, which began in chapter 17 and continues through chapter 20. This portion of the narrative describes the unwise military alliance Jehoshaphat made with the wicked king Ahab of Israel. Verses 1 through 3 explain how the arrangement between the two kings came about. The alliance made in an attempt to reunite the two kingdoms led to Judah's involvement in a conflict with Syria. In verses 4 through 11, Ahab's false prophets assured him of victory. However, Micaiah, the prophet of God, warned that Israel would be overcome and scattered, and that Ahab would be killed. See verses 12 through 27. Micaiah's divinely inspired prophecy came to pass, and Israel's resulting defeat and the death of Ahab are recorded in verses 28 through 34. The word affinity in verse 1 means to give a daughter away in marriage, and the statement that Jehoshaphat joined affinity with Ahab refers to the marriage he permitted between his son Jehoram and the daughter of Ahab, Athaliah. See 2 Kings 8:18. Linking kingdoms through marriage was a common strategy in the ancient world, but it was a poor move for Jehoshaphat and Judah. According to 1 Kings 20:34, Ben-Hadad, the king of Syria, had promised to return certain cities to Israel in exchange for leniency after being defeated in battle, and among those cities was Ramoth-Gilead. Apparently, the city had not been returned, and since it was in a strategically important location, Ahab determined to drive out the Syrians who occupied the city and take it by force. Before making a commitment to join in this attack, King Jehoshaphat rightly asked for the counsel of God to be sought. See verse 4. Ahab's 400 prophets unanimously said what their king wanted to hear. Verse 22 indicates this was because God put a lying spirit in their mouths. In verse 6, Jehoshaphat requested that they also hear from a prophet of the Lord, so Micaiah was brought from prison. See 1 Kings 22, 26 and 27. Ahab frankly acknowledged, "I hate him, for he never prophesied good unto me, but always evil." Ahab's hatred of the messenger was because he hated the message, so his real conflict was with God. Ahab's prophets and Micaiah came before the two kings where they sat at the entering in of the gate of Samaria. It was an ancient custom in the region to hold court and make decisions at the gates of the city. One of Ahab's prophets, Zedekiah, employed an object lesson using horns of iron to illustrate the thrust of the two powerful armies, asserting that they would overcome the Syrians. All of Ahab's prophets joined in predicting that this would be the outcome. Micaiah's response, recorded in verse 14, was one of sarcasm and contempt. He mockingly agreed with the false prophets of the others. When Ahab rebuked him for what was obviously said ironically, Micaiah gave a straightforward prophecy that Israel would be scattered and would be like sheep that have no shepherd, a prediction that Ahab would perish. See verse 16. For telling the truth, Micaiah was struck and imprisoned again. See verses 23 and 26. Ahab disguised himself before going into battle because he did not want to be identified as a king and therefore become a major target. Jehoshaphat immediately was surrounded by soldiers who thought he was Ahab. However, he cried to the Lord and was miraculously spared when the soldiers turned back from pursuing him. See verses 28 through 32. Ahab was struck by a random arrow and died about the time of the sun going down, in a fulfillment of Micaiah's prophecy. See verses 33 and 34. Conclusion. Are you feeling determined about something today? It's wise to make sure that your purposes are according to God's will.